Well, good morning, Steve, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Morning to you.
And I really loved your book, Still Ways. It was such a beautiful, moving memoir, but it's quite a big thing to write your own autobiography, isn't it?
Yeah, although when I started, I really started in earnest last October and it took 6 months to write. I guess the good thing about starting with a memoir in reflection is that at least all the sort of homework's been done. I knew the story rather than writing a novel first. So I guess that made it a little easier. But it was, yeah, look, when I started, I didn't know whether I could do it. I thought, once I got the offer from HarperCollins, I thought, oh, it's real. Now it's not a dinner party conversation anymore. So I woke up one morning and thought, I'm a writer and I have to behave like one. So I wrote for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 6 months.
Was it painful revisiting some of those scenes from your childhood?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was confronting at times, but also very liberating, you know, once I'd sort of addressed the stuff. And I sort of wanted to write it out for me initially, and then I thought, well, I think it's a very engaging story. And it's not all bleak. I think it's a very uplifting book. I think it's a lovely book.
It's not bleak because it's written in the most beautiful language, part of which you ascribe to your mother's influence because you felt your mother was a sort of much unlauded poet.
Yeah, she was. I remember, I mean, there are four of Mum's poems in the back of the book, and I talked to my publisher quite early in the piece about wanting to include them because she was a great influence on me, and she was a wonderful, wonderful wordsmith and a great poet, I think. And I'd said to her in my teens, you should have these published, Mum. And she just sort of shrugged it off and said, oh, no, you know. And on she went. So I thought, well, now I've got an opportunity to get them published.
It almost finishes too soon. I want to see a second instalment.
I've had a lot of people say, when's the next book coming out? Somebody said to me, this could be bigger than Game of Thrones. And I said, yeah, but probably more bloody. I think it was fairly safe, stopping at, you know, when I'm 16. I always wanted the book to stop when I was 16, when I left the farm. But the sort of door is open. I didn't write it thinking, oh, the door's open for another instalment, but I could do. I'm writing a novel at the moment.
So is this a whole new career direction, Steve? Because
yeah,
so many people are fond of your acting career, but you know, writing's a very different thing to acting because it's done in a room by yourself all the time for hours and on end.
Yeah, but in that way, you know, I think I'd spent, you know, a long career sort of blowing life into other people's stories, and I thought, well, I'd really like to do my own now. And the lovely thing is, in so much of my work as a performer, there are so many hands on the work, really. You know, if you're in film and television, there's editors and directors and all manner of other people that contribute to the process. And the same in the theatre, really. So it's a lovely feeling to be sort of isolated in doing it and that it's all your work. And even in the editing process, I mean, 6 months ago I knew nothing about publishing at all, but I now know a lot more than I did then. But even in the editing process, it was a lovely process working with another person, and they suggested things. But if I had wanted Still Ways to go out purely as I'd written it, and the final draft, and that's the way it would have gone. There was no pressure on me to take anything out. People made suggestions, and some were really good and valuable, and others I didn't agree with. But it's all my work, and that was liberating.
Now, what you say, you're actually writing a novel, which is going to be from a completely different space, because obviously it's a work more of the imagination. But what are you dealing with in the novel?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
Look.
You don't have to give anything away, Steve. I was just asking general area there, whether it was something that you'd experienced in life or whether you were going into a completely different area.
No, a completely different area. And the lovely thing about it is I'm not constrained by the truth, and that's terrific. I mean, I guess, you you know, a lot of people advise, I guess, first up writers to write something about something that you know about, you know, and I think that was valuable to write Stillways. It was, you know, it was very close to me, and that, in that sense, I think it's good advice for first up writers to write something that's very close to you. But now I feel that I can go make a departure from that and just invent, and that's terrific to do. But I do want to be a writer now. I really do.
You really do? You think this is going to be the second stage of life then?
Yeah, I love the process. I really love the process.
Were there any repercussions from your autobiography from other members of the family?
No. My sister, who I'm very close to, who I dedicated the book to, we talked a lot through the process, just sharing stories about where we grew up and, you know, sort of cross-referencing to her about events that had happened. And I think it was liberating for her as well. She's coming up to Byron with me to the festival. I invited her to come with me because it's part of her journey as well.
So this is your very first Writers' Festival as a featured writer. How does that feel?
That feels great. Very new. I've been to Byron before, but not as a writer. And I was in Ubud 2 years ago as sort of emceeing some events there. And I just love being around the atmosphere. So now I'm there with a book, and that feels, very different.
Well, I think we sort of wish you the best of luck with this whole new exciting stage of your career, though we will miss seeing you as an actor if you get carried away with all this and never come back out of your writing turret.
I'm still an actor. And, you know, in a lot of ways I apply the same sort of process to writing as I do to performance. In fact, it's really another arm of performance. You know, it's observation and you know, it is sort of bringing words off the page to life, and that's what I tried to do in Stillways too. I was very mindful of the fact that I was writing for a potential audience, so in that way it was very similar to my other performance work, similar.
Well, it's a beautiful first book, and congratulations on it, and we look forward to seeing you at the Byron Writers' Festival.
Yeah, it's only a week or so away.
It is, yes. And thank you very much, Steve.
Oh, it's more than a pleasure. I'll see you out there.